Andrea, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
My pleasure.
So we're going to chat a little bit about La Niña in a second. I mean, that's everyone's favorite word at the moment. But as I did mention, this year's theme is all about, ocean and ocean currents. What kind of role do ocean currents play in bringing rainfall to Australia? I mean, particularly here in New South Wales.
The oceans play a fundamental role in influencing the climate for Australia, because Australia sits surrounded by oceans. So with the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the Southern Ocean, it has a very important role in modulating all these weather patterns that we see. So for example, the Pacific Ocean is very important because there are these swings in the temperature that we call the El Niño Southern Oscillation that does affect Australian rainfall. The Indian Ocean has its own, let's say, El Niño event as well, as we call the Indian Ocean Dipole, that also brings important weather patterns for Southeast Australia. And the Southern Ocean can impact the position of storms and fronts in extratropical lows that also brings weather systems and lots of rain for the southern parts of the country.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess I never considered a body of water assisting in the water coming down from the sky. I've never quite made that connection. So that's super interesting. But I guess, weather systems obviously play a super important role, obviously. And we're seeing some pretty heavy rainfall right about now. What kind of weather systems are in play here around Sydney?
Yeah, so these weather systems, it evolves, and those are extreme weather systems. So it seems that at the moment there was like this high pressure systems in the Tasman Sea that was helping to bring a lot of moisture from the east inland. But on top of that, there are those what we call these climate drivers like La Niña that does affect all this weather that we see. So we had this La Niña event since like last year, and now it's fading, but we are still seeing the effects of this La Niña for Australia with lots of rain and unfortunately some of the flash floods in some areas. Mm.
Yeah, because I was going to say La Niña is, apart from COVID, it's probably maybe the second or third most Googled thing, especially here in Sydney. But yeah, so are we toward the end of the big La Niña event, you think?
Yeah, to answer that, I guess I can go back and talk a little bit how La Niña evolves. We had La Niña from last year. So generally, La Niñas are associated with lots of rain for Australia, and it develops during winter time, spring time, and it peaks during summertime. So we did see a lot of rain during summer. Our summer season was quite wet, as was unusual wet as well. So it now has passed its peaks and it's fading, it's dying. So we hope by the end of this season that La Niña goes back to neutral conditions. I think that's what the forecast agencies, like the Bureau of Meteorology, is forecasting. We also need to be aware that this is a really difficult time of the year to be predicting ahead what is happening in another season and up to a year. But we do expect that La Niña will fade towards the next season and towards the end of the year.
I mean, she's not going out without a bang, is she? She's making sure that we all remember her. She's done that quite well. Andrea, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here on Brekkie.
My pleasure, Alex.